This is Joe Ferrillo, and welcome to the weekly sermon from Amwell Church of the Brethren. We are located at 40 Sandbrook Headquarters Road in Surgeonsville, New Jersey.
This week's message is presented by Pastor Bob DeSalvio and is entitled Psalm 150.
And it says, "Praise ye the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary, praise him in the firmament of his power, praise him for his mighty acts, praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery, the harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with string instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord." Not just for this hour, but for every single hour of our lives. I know sometimes people say it's hard, but it says here in these six verses, 12 times, praise the Lord. We forget. God keeps reminding us, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. What does it mean? It means words or deeds which exalt, commend, acclaim, honor, admire, extol, appreciate, celebrate, bow down and worship, to sing or to speak in worship to the Lord. You can do this. I can do this. We can do this collectively. The first psalm, this is the last, the first psalm has a theme. And in that theme, it says, those who meditate on God's word and walk in its principles and promises are blessed. If you love the word, if you love the Lord, the Bible says you're blessed. There are promises and principles for life here that go beyond your current circumstance. It says you're blessed. Now this, the last psalm, says that if you're one of the blessed, then you ought to demonstrate that blessing by allowing the fruit of those blessings be in your living and be in your giving of praise to the Lord. It's time to pay back. It's time to praise the Lord. That's what he wants to hear. And Psalm 150 ends with a chorus of praise to God. It's almost as if the psalmist stands at the podium and as a grand conductor raises his arms and sets the measure, and all the universe raises its voice in praise to Creator God. The human voice raises its melodic voice, its melodic sound. I heard that this morning. I thank you so much for allowing the Holy Spirit to use your voices and to use your hands in praise to him in your song. The birds sing soprano. Think of it. Picture it. The beasts of the field sing bass. The winds and the waves and all man-made instruments create his orchestration, while the sun and the moon and the stars supply the special effects. What would it be without special effects? Thank you, brother, for your work, special effects work. Why is our God worthy of such praise? Verse 1 and 2 says, "Praise God in his sanctuary." And the Hebrew name for God used here is El, E-L, and it means the strong one. It says, "Praise God who is the strong one who dwells in his holy place," his sanctuary. Where is that? Oftentimes we just think it's heaven. But 1 Corinthians 3:16 tells us that Jesus Christ lives in the body, in the heart. He is the temple of every believer. You are his dwelling place. You are his sanctuary. You are his holy place. The Holy Spirit lives in you if you ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart. If you said to him, "I am a sinner. Forgive me of my sin. Wash me by the blood of Christ and allow your spirit to come inside of me." He's in there.
Yes.
He's living inside of you. You are his home. And the best praise begins at home, begins inside you. Our life should be filled with praise for him. It should be filled in praise by our character, by our behavior, by our words, and by our song. There's something wonderful, and you know what I'm talking about because you've experienced it over the last hour. There's something wonderful and then something inspiring when the church comes together and raises its collective voice in songs of praise and worship. Doesn't it do something to you?
Yes.
Doesn't it do something in the inner place of your body? Don't tears want to whelm up? Doesn't joy want to exude from your cells? Isn't there something God put inside of us that just wants to praise Him? And sometimes it needs a little impetus, a little spur to do it. Those were the smiles, those were the tears, those were the claps, those were the sense of enthusiasm that was coming out of your soul. It's in there. Let it go. Verse 1 and 2 puts together God's holiness and God's power. It's amazing, if you think about it, that God's nature is both powerful and holy. He's good and He's strong. Power without goodness leads to oppression. There are so many people who want to use power to manipulate you and me. They want to get in political position to use us. They want to take from us. They want to get reelected. There's something about absolute power that corrupts absolutely. And goodness without power would be weakness in the face of life's challenges. But when you put power and you put goodness together, you get God. We see the power of God in creation. You know, we've seen a lot of tornadoes happening across our land. But you know, the power of a tornado is really a whisper when compared to God's power. So that even the wind and the waves obey Him. What does it take to do that? What does it take to stand on the bow of a ship and say to the wind and the waves, "Peace, be still," and it listens? We can't even get our kids to listen. I couldn't even get my parakeet to talk, try as I would. But He says to the wind and He says to the waves, "Be still," and they listen. We see His power and goodness in His great care for all living things, from the tiny ant who builds a whole colony, who has a whole network and a whole system whereby the ant can survive. We see it in the tiny ant. We see it in the mammoth whale, the largest living creature aside from some tree. God cares for it. We see His care from the day-old baby to the 100-year-old grandparent. But no power on earth compares to the power that God has to change a human heart. That is impossible. But with God, nothing is impossible. How He can take your heart and my heart and remold it and remake it and reshape it, a heart of coldness, a heart of apathy, a heart of hatred, and turn it into His love. That's a miracle. The only way that change can possibly take place is through salvation, through His one and only Son, Jesus Christ. In verses 3 and 5, as we break it down, He enlists all the musical and creative gifts God has imbued to man. And the first sound and the first instrument He turns to is the trumpet. The trumpet voice sounds the loudest and clearest note to call people together. If you were in the military, like I was in the military, the worst trumpet we ever heard was the one that sounded reveille about 4 o'clock in the morning. I didn't want to hear that trumpet, but you couldn't miss that trumpet. It rattled me from sleep at 5 o'clock. Now a person gets up early. I don't need a trumpet. But the Bible says that the trumpet, but we also know if we went over in the military, that the trumpet also called us to assembly. And it's to the trumpet sound that taps are played that lay the heroic fallen to rest. And it was the sound of the trumpet, if you know anything about history, that spurred British horsemen to their death in the ill-fated charge of the Light Brigade. The trumpet was sounded in some of the most solemn and greatest events in Bible history. At the giving of the law, the trumpet was sounded. At the coronation of the kings, the trumpet was sounded. At the raging of war, the trumpet was sounded. And what happened to that city that had walls and the trumpet was sounded? Jericho fell. But one day, the Bible says that there will be a trumpet sounded. It will be a heavenly trumpet. And when you hear the sound of that trumpet, life on earth will never, ever be the same again. 1 Thessalonians 4:16 says, the day is coming when both the living and the dead in Jesus Christ will hear the trumpet of God, summoning us to himself. And in the blink of the eye, guess what? We're going home. Amen, somebody. Isn't that reason to praise God? I mean, you want to hang around here for the rest of eternity, or you want to go home to a great place called heaven? Do you want to be with the Lord forever? I mean, we're not pushing it. We still go to the doctor as soon as we have a sneeze. We still want to take the meds. But let me tell you something. The day you go home to be with the Lord is the day you're never going to want to come back to this place. They're not going to be able to bribe you. They're not going to be able to pay you off. They've got nothing that could possibly be given you here on earth. Whatever it is that you wanted more than anything on earth, if they try to offer that to you in your home in heaven, you're going to say, forget about it. That's an Italian theological term. Forget about it. You didn't get that in seminary? It's the norm for some people to blow their own horn. Right? For some people to pat themselves on the back and be their own sound of trumpet. But the believer should know we have no finer sound to make than the clear and certain sound of praise to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The list of instruments includes the strings, percussion, wind, and voice. That's just about everything. But the beauty and praise of worship doesn't end there. Did you notice in verse 4 that it also includes sacred dance? You know, think about this. Strings and percussion instruments need human hands to make music. Wind instruments require human breath to make their sweet sounds. And dance requires human feet to create moving poetry out of the human form. When we praise the Lord, we've got to be all in. Body, mind, and soul. Are you all in? Are you praising the Lord this morning? Are you unafraid to let it out? Are you unafraid to let the name of Jesus pass through your lips with friends who don't know him as Lord and Savior? You've got to be bold. You've got to be loving. You've got to be truthful. But you can never be ashamed, Paul says. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God to salvation to everyone who believes. Do you believe? We live a life of praise to the Lord. Our hands are there to lift and to help and to hug people around us. Our feet become his feet. Romans 10:15 says, how shall they preach except they be sent, as it is written? How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. You've done that this morning. You've used all of your facilities. Whatever it is that God's given, you have used this morning to lift the name of Jesus, to sing sounds of praise to him. And we've been blessed. Amen. We've been blessed this morning. Verse 6 says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Are you breathing? Yes. I don't know. I'm looking. I have a question about some of you. If you're breathing, it says, praise the Lord. God can never receive too much praise. You can never outgive the Lord. God can't get too much praise. He made you and me to give praise to him. He gave breath to all of us. Let's use that breath to praise him. One day, in the not too distant future, another event's going to take place. Not going to be here on earth. Every believer who ever lived will be gathered for a praise chorus on such a grand scale, such that the earth could never contain it. Someday, in the far reaches of heaven, someday in a landscape so great that there is no horizon, there will rise up a great chorus to sing praise to God in heaven. And Revelation chapter 9 gives us a glimpse into that great concert. Here's what it says. After these things, I heard a great voice of many people in heaven saying, Alleluia! Salvation and glory and honor and power to the Lord our God. And I heard, as it were, the voice of great multitudes, and as the voice of many waters, and the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Let us be glad and rejoice and give praise and glory and honor to him. While you're here. Yes. You know, when folks are dead and gone, it's too late to say I love you. It's too late to say I appreciated you. It's too late to see I needed you. It's too late to say thank you. We're here. We're alive. It's not too late to sing praise to the Lord and say thank you, Lord. For some people, it takes a lifetime to get to that place. For some people, there is the long journey to get to the place that in their heart and under their circumstance, they can say thank you to the Lord. They can say praise you, Lord. They can say, finally, I understand what my purpose is. Finally, I know why you have called me. Finally, I understand why you've chosen me. Finally, I know why you've given me these gifts. And finally, I know I want to use them to give you praise and glory. Some roads are not straight. Some roads take a long time to travel. But someday, if you aren't able to praise him today, you will be able to praise him if your heart's right. Here, in his own words, is the story of a Scottish medical doctor named W.P. McKay. Quote, this is what he says. My dear mother had been godly, a godly, pious woman, quite often telling me of the Savior, and many times I had been witness to her wrestling in prayer for my soul's conversion. But nothing had made a deep impression on me. The older I grew, the more wicked I became. I was in danger of becoming an infidel, somebody who doesn't want to know God, hear about God, just want to drive him out of my mind. One day, a seriously injured laborer had fallen a considerable distance while climbing a ladder. The case was hopeless. All we could do was ease the pains of that unfortunate man. Now, this is a doctor. He seemed to realize his condition, for he was fully conscious, and he asked me how long it would last, how long he would last. The patient was alone in the world. His only wish was to see his landlady, because he owed her a small sum, and he also wished to bid her farewell. He also requested his landlady to send him, quote, the book. What book? I questioned. Oh, just ask her for the book, she'll know, was his reply. After a week of such suffering, he died. I went to see him on my regular visits at least once a day. What struck me most was the quiet, almost happy expression which was constantly on his face. I knew he was a Christian. But about such matters, I cared not to talk to him or hear. After the man had died, some things about the deceased's affairs were to be attended to in my presence. What shall we do with this? Asked the nurse, holding up the book in her hand. What kind of a book is it? I asked. The Bible of the poor man. His landlady brought it on her second visit. As long as he was able to, he read it. And when he was unable to anymore, he kept it tucked under his pillow. I took the Bible, and could I trust my eyes? It was my own Bible. The Bible which my mother had given me when I left my parents' home, and which later, when short of money, I sold for a small amount. My name was still in it, written in my mother's hand. Beneath my name was the verse she had selected for me. I didn't need any more. It was sufficient to say that that regained possession of my Bible was the cause of my coming to Christ as my Savior. And now the rest of the story. It was this man, Dr. W.P. McKay, who later wrote the famous hymn, Revive Us Again. Revive us again, fill each heart with thy love, may each soul be rekindled with fire from above. Hallelujah! Thine the glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thine the glory. revive us again. Do you know him? Are you able to sing his praises this morning? Well, I've pushed God as far out of my mind, Pastor, as I possibly could. I've kind of walked away from him. I've abandoned him. Why not come home this morning? You won't have a greater hour of praise than you experienced this morning with our dear brothers and sister. You won't get a finer testimony of what God can do in a life as was given by our brother. Come home. Let the Lord sing to you this morning. Let him bring you comfort this morning. Let him lift you up this morning. And why don't you turn around and start singing his praise with your life, with your words, and with your song. Let's bow our heads in prayer this morning. I would be remiss if this morning I didn't ask if there was someone here who was touched by the music, touched by something that the Lord had said, that you said, well, you know, I've kind of wandered away from God. I've kind of backed away. My life, my circumstance, my situation, my skepticism, my cold-heartedness kind of kept me away from God, but boy, this would be a good morning for me to come home. Pastor, would you pray for me? If you'd like me to pray for you this morning, would you raise your hand? I see that hand. Another hand. Another hand. I want to come home this morning. Another hand. I want to come home this morning. I've wandered far away from God, but now I'm coming home. If you've wandered away, if you want to grow close to the Lord, if you feel that something is missing, if you have your doubts, if you have your fears, if you're confused about your relationship with the Lord this morning, why not make it right this morning? Why not call upon the Lord this morning? Is there another I can pray for? The Lord's talking to you. I'm not going to rush it. I see that hand. I'm not going to rush it. I know that there's somebody else. I need prayer this morning. I'm going through one of those times in my life when I have my doubts. I see another hand. I'm going through one of those seasons. Ecclesiastes says, to everything there is a season. You're going through such a season this morning, a season of challenge, a season of despair, a season of hopelessness and confusion and doubts and fears. Let the Lord speak to you. Or maybe you're saying, well, I've never really given my heart to the Lord. I mean, this was touching this morning. I got excited about the music. I was touched by the music. It brought a smile to my face. It brought tears to my eyes. But, you know, I realize I don't really know Jesus. I'd like to do more than laugh. I'd like to do more than smile. I'd like to do more than cry. I'd like to ask Jesus into my heart this morning. Are you such a one? I want to pray for you. This morning, Father, you made us to give you praise. You made us to have a quality of life which is beautiful, not without trouble, not without bad times, not without seasons of despair, but that there would be a constant thread of joy running through those circumstances where we could praise you whether we're up or we're down. But the only way we can do that is if we have you in our heart and then submit to your will in our lives for the moment, for the circumstance, for the situation. I would pray for those who raised their hand this morning, those who feel that they've wandered away and walked away and want to come home this morning, Lord. Now, don't let the devil stamp all over that desire. We know, Father, as soon as they hit that back door and get out into that parking lot, that they're going to feel like this thing should just blow away in the wind. But, Father, let it be concrete in their heart and their mind. Father, let it be real this morning for them. Don't let anybody leave this place, Lord, without your Holy Spirit grabbing hold, convicting, and convincing of the need for Christ. We thank you for our brothers and our sister this morning that have come these miles to minister to us. And we thank you, Father, that the ministry of the gospel takes so many shapes and forms, but all of it can bring us to the cross. And so this morning, as we've lifted our voice in song, as we've clapped our hands, we just want these to be a sweet-smelling offering to you, Lord. Thank you for the privilege. Thank you for the pleasure of being in your presence through the Holy Spirit, working through those who have spoken and those who have sung. We pray your blessing upon them as they travel to Canada tonight. We thank you for all good things because all things come through your hands. In Jesus' precious, precious name, Jesus Christ, our Lord, Savior, and soon returning King, amen and amen.
Audio files, CDs, and notes of our weekly services are available on our website, www.amwell.org, or by calling 609-397-4842 and ask for CDs by the title or by guest speaker. Please don't forget to leave your name, address, and phone number.